So almost time to finish, but before we do, we've got an Audible preview of The Secrets of Secrets. This is the sixth book in the Robert Langdon series by Dan Brown, and it's narrated by Paul Michael. It was released on the 9th of September 2025. It's in English. It's unabridged. It's 22, get my words out, 22 hours and 50 minutes. It's published by Penguin, and it's mystery, thriller and suspense. So Robert Langdon is back in the long-awaited New Race Against Time thriller from the global best-selling author of The Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons, accompanying celebrated academic Catherine Solomon to a lecture she's been invited to give in Prague. Robert Langdon's world spirals out of control again when she disappears without a trace from their hotel room. Far from home and well out of his comfort zone, Langdon must pit his wits against forces unknown to recover the woman he loves. But Prague is an old and dangerous city, steeped in folklore and mystery. For over 2,000 years, the tides of history have washed back and forth over it, leaving behind echoes of everything that's gone before. Little can Langdon know that he has been stalked by a spectre from that dark past. He must use all of his arcane knowledge to decipher the world around him before he's too consumed by the rings of treachery and deception that have swallowed Catherine. Against a backdrop of vast castles, towering churches, graveyards, buried 12 deep and labyrinth, underground passages, Langdon must navigate a shadow city hiding in plain sight, a city which has successfully kept its secrets for centuries and will not readily deliver them. This is a battlefield unlike any he's previously experienced, one which he must fight, not for his only life, but for the future of humanity itself. The Secret of Secrets is Dan Brown's first novel for over 8 years and sees the stunning return of Harvard symbologist Robert Langdon, this time pitting his wits against a conspiracy that will even test his considerable brain power and take him to the edge of losing all that he holds dear. So let's listen to a sample now of The Secrets of Secrets by Dan Brown.
The woman thought. She was drifting high above the spires of the old city. Beneath her, the illuminated towers of St. Vitus Cathedral glowed on a sea of twinkling lights. With her eyes, if she still had eyes, she traced the gentle slope of Castle Hill down into the heart of the Bohemian capital, following the labyrinth of winding streets that lay shrouded in a fresh blanket of snow. Prague. Disoriented, she strained to make sense of her predicament. I am a neuroscientist, she reassured herself. I am of sound mind. That second statement, she decided, was questionable. The only thing Dr. Brigida Gessner knew for certain at the moment was that she was suspended over her home city of Prague. Her body was not with her. She was without mass and without form, and yet the rest of her, the real her, her essence, her consciousness, seemed to be quite intact and alert, floating slowly through the air in the direction of the Vltava River. Gessner could recall nothing from her recent past except a faint memory of physical pain. But her body now seemed to consist only of the atmosphere through which she was floating. The sensation was unlike anything she had ever experienced. Against her every intellectual instinct, Gessner could find only one explanation. I have died. This is the afterlife. Even as the notion materialized, she rejected it as absurd. The afterlife is a shared delusion created to make our actual life bearable. As a physician, Gessner was intimately familiar with death and also with its finality. In medical school, while dissecting human brains, Gessner came to understand that all those personal attributes that made us who we are, our hopes, fears, dreams, memories, were nothing but chemical compounds held in suspension by electrical charges in our brains. When a person died, the brain's power source was severed, and all of those chemicals simply dissolved into a meaningless puddle of liquid, erasing every last trace of who that person had once been. When you die. Full stop. Now, however, as she drifted over the symmetrical gardens of Wallenstein Palace, she felt very much alive. She watched the snow falling around her, or through her. And oddly, she sensed no cold at all. It was as if her mind were simply hovering in space, with all reason and logic intact. I have brain function, she told herself, so I must be alive. All Gessner could conclude was that she was now in the throes of what medical literature termed an OBE, out-of-body experience, a hallucination that occurred when critically injured patients were resuscitated after clinically dying. OBEs almost always presented in the same manner, the perception that one's mind had been temporarily separated from its physical body, floating upward and hovering without form. Despite feeling like real experiences, OBEs were nothing but imagined journeys, usually triggered by the effects of extreme stress and hypoxia on the brain, sometimes in conjunction with emergency room anesthetics like ketamine. I am hallucinating these images, Gessner assured herself, gazing down at the dark curve of the Vltava River snaking through the city. If this is an OBE, then I must be in the process of dying. Surprised by her own calm, Gessner tried to remember what had happened to her. I am a healthy 49-year-old woman. Why would I be dying? In a blinding flash, a frightening memory materialized in Gessner's consciousness. She now realized where her physical body was lying at this very instant, and, even more terrifying, what was being done to her. She was on her back, tightly strapped into a machine she herself had created. A monster stood over her. The creature looked like some kind of primordial man who had crawled out of the earth. His face and hairless skull were coated with a thick layer of filthy clay, cracked and fractured like the surface of the moon. Only his hate-filled eyes were visible behind his earthen mask. Crudely etched across his forehead were three letters in an ancient language. Why are you doing this? Gessner had screamed in panic. Who are you? What are you? I am her protector, the monster replied. His voice was hollow, his accent vaguely Slavic. She trusted you, and you betrayed her. Who? Gessner demanded. The monster spoke a woman's name, and Gessner felt a
So that was the prologue of The Secret of How Secrets. Well, actually, you might listen to a little bit more of that when we return early in October and hear the beginning of the novel that's by Dan Brown, narrated by Paul Michael. And it is book 6. It was released on the 9th of September 2025, and it's 22 hours and 50 minutes long, published by Penguin. And that, along with thousands and thousands of other titles, are available from audible.co.uk. To become a member of Audible and receive a whole host of offers and benefits and pay in a variety of ways, also have a book of the day for $2.99. You, a friend or family member, can go to the website. It's www.audible.co.uk. You can call the customer support number, which is a free phone number. It's 0800 496 0862455, and it's open from 7 in the morning till 11 at night, and it is the same telephone number if you have any problems with joining or the website. If you'd like to request an audiobook to hear about or sample, then please do call or text on 07721 641 887, which is the studio number, or you can email updatetnstoke@gmail.com. So we'll have another audio sample and book for you when we return in October, and we'll try and play a little bit more of that for you also.